The rest of the story. They were Woodbury Kane. He was an Ivy League dandy. There was Joe Stevens. He was the world's greatest polo player. There was Dudley Dean, the famed Harvard quarterback, and Bob Wren, the nation's number one-rated tennis player. Hamilton Fish was there, former captain of the Columbia crew. There were footballers from Princeton, high jumpers from Yale, gentlemen huntsmen named Wadsworth and Tiffany, and elegant blue-blooded Englishmen. You have heard so much about them, you never knew any of their names before. They were Teddy Roosevelt's Rough Riders. But this... Well, this is the rest of the story. April of 1898, McKinley was president. Teddy Roosevelt was assistant secretary of the Navy. We were at war with Spain. On Monday the 25th, it was announced that Teddy would be recruiting for the 1st U.S. Volunteer Cavalry. By Wednesday, 27 sacks of applications had been received. 23,000 men, enough for an entire division, all of them begging Teddy for the opportunity to serve under him. The formal designation, 1st U.S. Volunteer Cavalry, was quickly ignored, especially by the newspapers out west. Teddy's terrors, some newsmen called him, and Teddy's Texas tarantulas, and Teddy's gilded gang, Teddy's cavalry cowpunchers, Teddy's cowboy contingent, Roosevelt's rangers, Roosevelt's riotous rounders, every imaginable alliteration. But there was only one which Teddy himself fully approved, Roosevelt's Rough Riders. He'd used that term himself as early as 1886. He'd said that he longed to lead a troop of Rough Riders into battle. Now he would resign as Assistant Navy Secretary to do so. You've already met some of Roosevelt's Ivy League recruits, aristocratic young gentlemen who arrived for training in San Antonio wearing custom leather boots and shirts from Abercrombie and Fitch. And yet, in addition to the Eastern College athletes and dandies, there were policemen and coal miners and cowboys, especially cowboys. They comprised approximately 3/4 of the entire regiment, those cowboys. Recruits who did not measure up, learning that they were going to be left behind, broke down in tears. In tears. And the ones who considered themselves the lucky ones, the 560 who remained, were off to fight the Spanish on Cuban soil. Teddy and his Rough Riders are all most of us remember about that Spanish-American War. Teddy Roosevelt leading the Rough Riders, charging up San Juan Hill. The battle, it said, carried Teddy all the way into the White House. But few high school history students have ever known until now the rest of the story. Teddy Roosevelt's Rough Riders were not really Teddy's. The 1st Volunteer Cavalry was actually under the command of Colonel Leonard Wood. Teddy was second in command. And one thing more, when the Rough Riders embarked on the Cuba-bound troop ships, they were informed that there would be no room on the troop ships for their horses. Paul Harvey, are you trying to tell us that Teddy's men actually charged up San Juan Hill on foot? That's precisely what happened. Teddy's men charged up San Juan Hill on foot. Roosevelt's Rough Riders were not Roosevelt's, nor throughout the entire Spanish-American War did they ever ride. Now you know the rest of the story.